The devil attacks Blessed Anna Maria Teiji in a number of brutal ways. That is what we're going to examine today. Now, this is the fourth video of our series in Blessed Anna Maria Teiji's life. If you're interested in learning more about her life, I'll link some videos at the end. But today we're going to examine the diabolical attacks that she experienced. And I think the value of doing this is how she responded, for her example can teach us how to respond and deal with the devil. I would point out that the way she experienced diabolical attacks is likely a little different than the way we experience diabolical attacks, but her example nonetheless teaches us. Now, her diabolical attacks seem to really had their height when she entered into the spiritual dryness. Blessed Anna Maria was a great mystic. But there was a point where the Lord withdrew all consolations from her, and she entered into this dryness of the spiritual life where she just acted by her will, by faith. And it is here that the devil really seemed to assault her. And what was one way that the devil attacked her? The demons yelled in her ears. These spirits of darkness would cry aloud in her ears, taunting and ridiculing her for believing that there was any judgment to come, any hell for sinners, or that the Son of God had died on the cross for men, telling her it was only silly women and the ignorant common people who really believed such things. Anna Maria never answered them, but cast herself on God, imploring His grace and making firm protestations of her faith and love. Can you imagine having demons literally yelling in your ears, telling you that faith is futile and silly? In one way, I guess, the devil doesn't need demons anymore because he's got Hollywood that basically says the same thing, or left-leaning liberal media. Because if you look at the mainstream world and the message that comes forward, there isn't a lot of difference between what the devil told Blessed Anna Maria Teiji and what the world tells us about faith in Jesus Christ. The point is how she dealt with it. She made acts of faith and asked for God's grace. So that's the lesson for us. When we find our faith under attack, we make acts of faith. But you can't make an act of faith unless you know an act of faith, unless you know a prayer. So here's a simple one. Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who are eternal truth and wisdom, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. In this faith I intend to live and die. Amen. That is a good act of faith. I'll put it in the description below. But if you find your faith under attack, then what we need to do is make an act of faith to counteract the lies. We might not be aware of the audible lies of the devil coming at us in our ears, but we do have lies. And it comes through different vehicles in this world, sometimes through mainstream media, sometimes through other people, sometimes just thoughts of doubt. And if we just passively sit back and we don't fight against it, we'll start believing them. The last thing we should do is do nothing. Let's make a profession of faith. The enemy, seeing that he gained nothing in this way, then betook himself to addressing her under some assumed visible form, at one time under that of a venerable religious, at another of the head of an order or some prelate. Availing himself to this respectable disguise, he would give bad advice, recommend to her abandon her mode of life, and proceed to put forth evil maxims supported by the most captious reasoning. Then throwing off all reserve, he would begin to assail some of the most vital articles of faith. This is a sneaky trick of the devil, where he appears before Blessed Anna Maria Teiji under the form of holy men and women. The lesson for us in this is to not let our faith be led by what we see. If we let our faith life be led by what we see, we're going to end up in a dead end. I'll give you an example. What do you see at Mass? Because I'm guessing that what some of you see at Mass are a number of empty pews. So if we learn from what we see, we can come to the conclusion that, Mass is just not that important. Or it can't really be Jesus truly present in the Eucharist, because if it was Jesus truly present in the Eucharist, the pews would be full. So if we let our eyes determine what we believe, we will be led to a dead end. So what are we to believe? Whatever the church proposes for our belief is what we assent to by faith. Remember what scripture says? 2 Corinthians 5:7, we are to walk by faith, not by sight. Another way that the demons would attack Blessed Anna Maria Teiji would be late at night. Her husband, Domenico, often worked very late hours as a domestic worker, so wouldn't come home until the middle of the night. And there she would be in a room by herself. And what would she see? She would see her room filled up with demons. And she would hear them talking to each other about how they needed to destroy her. And then this would happen. Then they would all rush upon her, some clutching her by the throat to strangle her, others beating her furiously or torturing her in diverse other ways. By and by, they would all vanish, and the evil one would reappear to exhaust his victim under some beautiful human form and strive by every manner of suggestion to obtain at least some momentary consent to sin. And how did Blessed Anna Maria respond to these diabolical attacks that would happen in her house when she was by herself? In these battles, Anna Maria's weapons were humility, patience, contrition, prayer, and the holy names of Jesus and Mary. Sometimes at night, the usual seasons of these infernal assaults, she endeavored to turn away and distract her mind by manual work. At other times when the devils appeared to her, she had recourse to holy water, or spitting in their faces would turn with all her heart to God. Although her confidence in him never wavered, yet on occasions she felt great fear for herself. Trembling and weeping, she would call on our Blessed Lady, the holy angels, and particularly Saint Michael, whom she honored especially as the protector of the holy faith and her defender against the evil spirits, to come to her aid. So lively was her confidence with which she would pronounce the names of Jesus and Mary that the devils were often put to flight thereby, and she would see them retreat precipitately, gnawing their fingers and foaming with rage. So the lessons for us when we feel like we're under spiritual attack. Holy water. A number of videos ago, Janelle mentioned how she put a font by our door, our front door, when we go out, when we can cross ourselves, when we go in and out. We still have that. In fact, it's in a high traffic area, and oftentimes when the kids are acting out, I'll just walk by, dip my fingers in, and I cross myself. I find myself crossing myself with holy water quite often right now. Other lessons from Blessed Anna Maria Teiji: saying the name of Jesus, calling upon Mary's intercession, calling upon Saint Michael and saying that Saint Michael prayer. These are our weapons of warfare when we're at home. And so I think these are great lessons for us, something that we can learn from the life of Blessed Anna Maria Teiji. Friends, comment below, share with me what stood out to you and why. I'd love to learn from you. If you're interested in more videos on Blessed Anna Maria Teiji's life, I'll link here at the end of this video, also in the description. And hey, thanks for watching. We'll see you soon. God bless you.